100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Now, if it were Monday or Tuesday or maybe even Wednesday or any of those other days, you'd hear just some stupid story by me. But today is Sunday, the weekly challenge where I posted a topic last week, you know, pinned, and you guys came up with stories. Who came up with stories? You did. Muncie, Charlie, Jeffrey, Richard, Lizzie, Tura, Serendipity, Tom, Norval, Joe, and Planet Z. This is your show. You don't need to be hearing me babble. This is your show. One a day until the day I die.com. You have the stage. Although, I don't know. I mean, we have just a few hundred listeners these days, while all those others like Gimlet and all that have millions and millions. But that's okay. That's okay. It's actually pretty good. I mean, what do you want all that for? Because you have crazies and theories and madness and stalkers. Who needs any of that? And then trying to placate advertisers. We don't do any placating here. Placating? No. Totally out the door. Instead, we create, we imagine, we dream, we inspire, and occasionally, well, do some other things. So, here's the stories. Enjoy.
Greetings, Nanoids, from Munzee, who, if things are going as planned, ought to be finishing his NaNoWriMo right about now. His NaNoWriMo, check it out now. His NaNoWriMo right about now. Huh. Tangential. Anywho. On Cosplay by Christopher Monroe. I love Hellraiser, but I'll never cosplay Pinhead. A fact that at times does hurt my heart. I'd like to, either for HorrorCon, Halloween, or just out at my local gothic nightclub. But I won't. The costume's too elaborate. Even if I could afford it, I'm not good enough at makeup and prosthetics to get the look right, and a character that iconic, you do have to get right. So no, sad though it makes me, I'll never cosplay Pinhead. It's not the end of the world. After all, I'm pretty sure I could pull off Chucky like a boss. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. Which brings us to the end, my nanoids, of the month, of the story, and of your nickname. Tune in next week, when we will get festive up in here.
Pinned down by enemy as tough words in letters to the editor appeared during the time we tried to convince them that the new building housing the city offices was atrocious, looking like a large freighter on its side in dry dock. $12 million was spent on this atrocity. No architecture in the architecture, no style, no panache, no departure from the mundane. The color palette they chose for the paint and trim was reminiscent of hotel facades in San Francisco in the 60s. City fathers puffed out their chests the first weeks of occupation. Deflation ensued in the following weeks. Second, you put up too many pictures on your wall, Fred. You have pictures covering pictures. You used roofing nails instead of pins or tape. I like most of the pictures, but some of them are, shall we say, vulgar. Why did you put that picture of a scrotum on the wall? Whose scrotum is that, anyway? Is that a human scrotum? Oh. I'm sorry. That's a picture of that nutjob that's running for president. Where did you get that, Fred? Was that from the novelty store, or did you find that online? How much did a poster of Donald Trump cost? Third. Pinpoint pupils. Skin flushed and itching. He was higher than a kite on opiates, and he was only 10. I had four others like him in my classroom. I agreed to teach at the private school because of the loss of the math teacher in the middle of the semester. She had been arrested for consorting with pupils in her ethics class. It was a progressive, Quaker school in Maryland. The principal was a tyrant, and worked weekends as a dominatrix. It was the best job I ever had, and provided tons of material for short stories and essays.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 501 on the topic of pin. My first story is called Pin Money. The taxi dropped off Carolyn at a strip mall on the sketchy side of town. It was Monday morning, which meant Bob had left Carolyn's pin money for the week on the counter. She wasn't sure how it had come to this. Before they married, Carolyn had a decent job and could take care of herself. After she married Bob, he convinced her to quit her job and move to this lousy town where she knew no one. He then provided her with a small amount of cash every week for her to go wild, as he put it. It was humiliating. She had been saving up that pin money for several months, and she was ready to go wild. She entered the gun shop and smiled at the guy behind the counter, pointing at the Smith & Wesson 38 Special. "Do you give a discount for cash?" My second story is called Quiet Neighborhood. The neighborhood was noisy at night, with drunks coming home from the bars, kids playing outside, horns honking a steady beat. But it was peaceful in the late morning, a time when Yusuf found he could work without interruption. In fact, it was so quiet in the little apartment that one could hear a pin drop. Unfortunately for Yusuf, that pin belonged to a hand grenade, one of several he had recently acquired. As the seconds ticked by, his hand frantically swept the floor, to and fro, hoping to find the pin so he could replace it in time. How long was the fuse in one of those things, anyway? "Aha!" he exclaimed. There it was, just a few feet away. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Morning all, this is Richard, and you may be able to tell that I'm suffering somewhat, so a quick story and then I'm off to go and die in a corner somewhere. The topic is pin. As a child, I was never one for going to parties. It's not that I didn't like jelly and ice cream and dressing up. I even liked clowns. However, there was one thing about parties that terrified me. Party games. And there was one game in particular that lay at the root of all my fears. Pin the tail on the donkey. A simple, inoffensive parlour game, you might think. But not so when you have well-meaning but misguided parents. And if you've ever tried sticking a pin into a real donkey's ass, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The young reporter was nervous. "They pinned it on me, the bastards," said the prisoner. "I was there, but I didn't see anything. I didn't do anything. I swear on my mother's grave. I try to explain how things happened, but they didn't care. They wanted a scapegoat." "Yeah, that's right. So here I am. The bastards pinned it on me." Years later, while reviewing old cases, the reporter found the photo they had published back then. Readers always enjoyed reading about familiar faces of the past, so he decided to interview the prisoner's mother, who was still very alive. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Tour of Rosario here with a story on the subject, pin. Voodoo is too mired in tradition. Everyone insists on sticking silver pins into the doll, but it's always worth experimenting, or how will the art develop? With modern technology, you can make pins of diamond fibre. The target dies of epileptic seizures, which I wasn't expecting. Pins of enriched uranium blow out the target with radiation cancers, but rather difficult to get hold of. My latest idea is to manipulate the instruments under liquid nitrogen and make the pins of high-temperature superconductors. Calm down and stop struggling. It disturbs the measurements. Now, what do you feel when I do this?
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Always clean up after yourself. That's what my parents taught me from an early age. And it's a lesson that I've never forgotten. Which is why, after every job, when others would run away and hide, you'd always find me taking that extra moment to tidy up, clear away, and spend some time checking I've left nothing behind that might give me away. I've learned that to rush away from a crime scene is to invite disaster. Always take the time to clean up. Try all you like, but you'll never be able to pin it on me.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got a story for you this evening. It's called It Was a Simpler Time. There was a time in America when courtship was signified by a series of tokens which marked the passage from initial meeting to matrimony. When one committed to going steady, one would give their girl a pin. The custom was oddly known as pinning. When things got a little bit more serious, a lavalier was given. Yep, it was called lavaliering. And beer, vomit, kissing, and abduction played an important role. An engagement ring, followed by a wedding ring, would round out the collection. In the age of hookup, this all must seem amusing to the millennials. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast. YA Books Podcast, you say? Yes. We have 15 interviews right now, and I have like 10 more. I'm editing, so it's not going away really soon. Well, here's my entry for the weekly challenge number 501 with a prompt of pin. An automated voice spoke from below a keypad in the door. To access this function, you must establish a personal identification number of 8 to 26 characters. Durgle entered 1234567 8. Your PIN must include upper and lowercase letters. Durgle entered capital A 1234567 8 Z. Your PIN may not include more than 4 consecutive numbers in a row. Durgle entered capital A 1234 8765 Z. You must use at least 2 special characters, which do not include at, ampersand, or hashtag. Durgle entered dollar and percent to the existing string. Please re-enter for security reasons. Durgle entered dollar sign capital A 1234 8765 Z%. That is correct. You may now access the restroom. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When Parker was born, his parents gave him a map. You can use this to track all the places you travel to in your life, they said, through the glass of the incubator. Parker, full of tubes and surrounded by wires, struggled to breathe. After 3 days, his parents agreed to pull the plug. Despite the initial setback, Parker's map accumulated many pins. His parents carried his plastic-encased corpse around the world. Oh, Charles, there were some strange looks from security personnel, but it was only a matter of sufficiently convincing bribes. Plus, he's a pretty good paperweight.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of pin. Unless, you know, someone says,
I don't want to do that topic. I'm going to write about cheese.
Well, okay.
I'm going to write about Thanksgiving.
Okay. It's all right. You don't like the topic? Write on something else.
Hey, my topic was better. I'm going to write on it.
Maybe that's what we'll do 1 week. Whatever topic you suggested the last week, do it. If you didn't suggest a topic, well, you're not being friendly. Like me. Me, the friendliest person in podcasting. Not. So, next topic is pick a card, any card. I'm sure you'll get right on that. All the topics that are coming up for the next, I don't know, months and months and months and months, they're out there. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com. You can plan ahead, or you can just go crazy on Black Friday and just get caught up in the rush. Did you get any good deals? I did. I got a yard of chocolate liqueurs and a cool clock and other stuff and this. And we're never going to be able to afford a house now because we have all this crap that we need to put in it. I will see you all next week. Thank you for putting up with this crap. My crap. I mean, your stuff was good. I'm just babbling. And, as always, keep it brief.